Today is the feast of St. John the Baptist, the birth of John the Baptist. This day was arrived at in the early church because it is the day of the year when the light begins to shorten. From today until Christmas, the light begins to get less and less. And then on Christmas, the light begins to grow and grow. In the early church, this feast was known as the Little Christmas, for it is 6 months from today, Christmas Eve. It was the attempt on the part of the early church to see John as the one who would announce the light, even though he was not the light. The reaction of people to the birth of a child is really remarkable. Parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, spend those weeks and months before the birth of the child fantasizing about the child, thinking about all that this child might bring and be. Not unlike the words that were spoken by the neighbors of Elizabeth and Zechariah. "What will this child become?" they said. Now, there is no doubt that a child creates problems. There is no family that has not experienced the upheaval of welcoming a child in its midst. And yet we know that children are not problems. The birth of a child is a mystery that is shrouded in the mystery of God. Oh, there are attendant challenges that go along with a new life in a family, and there are attendant challenges that go along with children in a society. But it would be a great mistake if we looked upon those challenges, those problems, those difficulties without first looking upon the mystery of the child. For truly, the life of that child is shrouded in the mystery of God, just as truly as the life of John the Baptizer was shrouded in the mystery of God. And as those neighbors could say, "What will this child become? For surely the hand of God rests upon him." So we can say for every child, "What will this child become? For truly the hand of God rests upon him." We now turn to the Lord God and we make our prayer.
For the Church of Jesus Christ, that the Spirit of Christ may inspire our leaders with a prophetic zeal to lead our people to true Christian freedom, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those whose task is to guide, that in discouraging times they may continue hoping in God's strength, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who do not yet know Christ, that there may be teachers and prophets who level with them the way to the Lord, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the world of today, that it may not turn a deaf ear to the voices of the prophets who plead for peace and justice for all, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us here, that Christ may become recognizable in the humility of our weakness and poverty, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. And for all who are sick, family members, relatives, and friends, and especially for Joseph Salas, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.